Welcome to the Flame Entertainment and Sports. It's your boy Rob here. Our first episode in May. It's been a while. Only had one episode in April. Took a couple weeks off, but I'm back and ready to go again. Back and better. And I'm excited to start doing more episodes again. So yeah, like I said, only did one episode in April. And we're ready. It's May 10th right now. So obviously a lot has gone on in the sports world, in the entertainment world. So in this episode, since this is my first one back in a while, I'm going to talk about multiple topics within the sports world and within the entertainment world, and kind of give like a little summary on on specific topics in each of these worlds, you know what I'm saying? And then as we move on with the week, I'll do more episodes dedicated to specific topics. But like I said, since this is the first one in a while, I want to talk about multiple things that have gone on, multiple things that are going on in sports and in entertainment. So to start off, I'm going to talk about the Heat. So right now, for those of you that are Heat fans, those of you that have been watching the Heat, you guys know that we're in the playoffs right now. In the first round, we beat the Atlanta Hawks in 5 games. Now we're playing the Philadelphia 76ers in the second round of the playoffs. We won games 1 and game 2 at home here in Miami, and then we've lost the last 2 games in Philadelphia. Tonight is game 5. We're looking to bounce back, and in my opinion, it's a must win for the Heat, because of course if Philly were to win today, then we'd have to go back to Philly in game 6, and it'd be really hard to win. If it was hard to win over there up 2-0, imagine trying to win there down 3-2, you know what I mean? So I feel like tonight's a must win for the Heat. And must win for Philly too, because at the end of the day too, in terms of home court advantage, for the rest of the series, the Heat do have the home court advantage, but I feel it's more of a must win for Miami than Philly. But so to talk a little bit more about what's been going on with the Heat. So like I said, we started off this series against Philly 2-0. Philly didn't have Joel Embiid, and the Heat were just dominating and really started on the defensive side of the ball. Yes, we scored over 100 points in the first 2 games, but it wasn't like our offense was elite or anything. If you guys have watched the Heat this season, you know that everything with this team in terms of like success starts on the defensive side of the ball. And what I mean when I say that in the first 2 games we weren't elite on offense, we weren't. We were just getting a lot of opportunities, a lot of open looks, a lot of open shots, because our defense was translating over to the offense, and that's really been the key story, in my opinion, with the Heat this season. We've been able to create a lot of turnovers, obviously, when you have a guy like Jimmy Butler, who's arguably the best player at getting steals in the league. It's going to create a lot of fast break points, a lot of points off of turnovers. And I believe the first 2 games, that's really what led Miami to those 2 victories. And of course, game 3, Joel Embiid comes back for Philly. Obviously, a top 3 MVP candidate this season. One of the best players in the league. He's been absolutely a force in these first in these last 2 games, like in games 3 and games 4. We haven't really had an answer for him. I feel like we've covered him good. But at the same time, he is good at drawing fouls. So that's been a big reason, in my opinion, as to why the Heat have lost these last 2 games, because the defense hasn't been as elite. And obviously, like I said, Joel Embiid's a top 3 MVP candidate, so it's nothing simple, nothing easy to guard him. But I think, yeah, the real problem has been that Embiid, there's a reason he led the league in free throw attempts. I mean, he knows how to draw fouls. And then you have James Harden, who I think was 3rd in free throw attempts this season. And for Harden as well in game 4, specifically in the 4th quarter, it looked like Houston Rockets, James Harden. He had a little throwback moment there in the 4th quarter. And obviously, it's a lot easier for Harden when Embiid's on the court, because the defense can't just focus on Harden. You know what I'm saying? They have to worry about Embiid and Harden. So that leads to more opportunities for Harden. And then also, go back to the Heat offense. Like I said, the first 2 games, we weren't elite. But it was good enough because of how elite our defense was. But these last 2 games, the offense has been nowhere to be found. It's felt like it's been Jimmy Butler. And then other guys have like contributed, I guess, here and there. But, I mean, it's literally been the Jimmy Butler show the last 2 games. He's the one that's kept us in these games to the fourth quarter. Without him, we'd be getting blown out way earlier in the game, in my opinion. So tonight in game five, before I get into game five, another thing too. So in the regular season, the Heat were the number one 3-point shooting team in the whole NBA. And these last two games, specifically game four, the Heat have struggled heavily in the 3-point shooting department. Very bad 3-point shooting. And in my opinion, the biggest solution to fixing that 3-point problem is playing Duncan Robinson. And Duncan has only played, I believe it was, shout out to my sister Diana, by the way, she told me this. I believe it was 54 seconds or 56 seconds. And I think either game one or game two, like at the end of the game. But the last two games, like I said, we've been struggling from three, and specifically in game four, we struggled mightily from three. So why not put one of the best 3-point shooters in the world? And a guy who's also stepped up in the playoffs for you. When you go back to that bubble run, I mean, yes, Jimmy, he had an incredible run in the finals. Goran was obviously the offensive leader throughout that whole playoff run in the bubble. But then you had Duncan there who was contributing heavily, including in the finals against the Lakers. He was making his 3-point shots. And to this, I know he's gotten heavily criticized this year because whatever, he got the $90 million contract and people criticized him, and I understand it. But once again, the shout out to my sister, Diana. She pointed out to me the one constant in the starting lineup this whole season was Duncan Robinson. He was never hurt. He was always available, always playing, and he was part of this one-seed Miami Heat team starting lineup throughout the whole season. So I believe Duncan Robinson has to get a lot of minutes tonight in order for the Heat to improve in the 3-point shooting department, which will then translate to the Heat improving overall and having a way better chance of winning this game than the last two games we've played. And also, I believe the last two games, Kyle Lowry negatively affected the Heat on the court. I forgot to mention this, but he missed the last couple of games of the first round, and then he missed the first two games of this series. Then he's inserted back in game three, and he plays again in game four. And you could just tell that Kyle is completely off. I mean, in game three, he has 0 points. In game four, I think he had 2 points or 3 points, something like that. And yeah, he just looks way off. He can't move as much. He doesn't have any burst. Even when shooting, he can't really, he hasn't been shooting well the last two games because you could just tell he's in pain. And then it got announced today that he'll be out today, and going forward, it's looking like so. When you think about it, when Kyle got hurt in the first round, Gabe Vincent was inserted into the starting lineup, and he's done a tremendous job. In my opinion, Gabe's been one of our most consistent players on the offensive side of the ball and defensive side of the ball so far in the playoffs. Tonight it's going to be exciting. White Hot Heat, FTX Arena, 7:32 p.m. Eastern tip-off time. Heat, like I said, won the first two, lost the last two, looking to bounce back. And Philly's looking to keep their winning streak alive and taking a huge 3-2 series lead. So I think it's going to be a very close and competitive game. But I do feel, it's going to be a close competitive game. But hopefully the Heat could come out on top. Now to move on to a different subject, this time in the entertainment world. So for a while on this podcast, I was doing a lot of Bachelor episodes, Bachelor Nation, Bachelor in Paradise, whatever it may be. For a while, I stopped, and I just started primarily focusing on sports. But I just wanted to give a little update. So the new season of The Bachelorette premieres July 11th. For the first time ever, we're having two Bachelorettes. It's Gabby and Rachel, who are from Clayton's season, which was the last season of The Bachelor. I didn't cover that on here. I just wanted to give a little update on Bachelor Nation since I really haven't talked about it in a while. But hopefully now that I'm starting the podcast again consistently, I'll be able to talk about the Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor Nation in general again, because I love talking it. So hopefully, I just wanted to give that quick update on it. Now to go back to the sports world, so the Dolphins, and give a quick update on the Dolphins. So last weekend was a couple weekends ago was the NFL draft, 2022 NFL draft. Obviously, the first 2 years of this podcast, I did a lot of draft episodes, like talking about specific prospects, doing a mock draft the first year with Brandon and Alex, of extremely biased sports. And then last year did a mock draft with Jerry. This year I didn't do that, but the Dolphins did end up drafting four players in the draft. They drafted Channing Tindall, middle linebacker out of Georgia. He's 6'2", 230 pounds. Talk a little bit about him. Something that really stands out about Tindall is his speed and the way he's he has a nose for the football. Where you watch his highlights and he's wherever the ball's at, Tindall is there. And it reminds me a lot of Jerome Baker. And what excites me heavily about this pick is that this whole offseason, my biggest need for the Dolphins was a middle linebacker. And I think we found that middle linebacker right now. Obviously, maybe he won't start the season as a starter. We did re-sign Landon Roberts, so a one-year deal. So maybe Landon, you know, starts first couple weeks and Tindall goes in on certain plays. But I'm sure eventually as the season goes on, he might become the starting middle linebacker for the Dolphins. But I'm super excited to have Channing Tindall as part of the Dolphins. Then the Dolphins drafted Eric Ezukama, wide receiver out of Texas Tech. He's 6'2", 209 pounds. He's a gadget guy, a Mike McDaniel type of guy. You could use him in a run game. He had, I believe he averaged like 13 yards per carry in college. And he also plays special teams as well. So he's a versatile guy. He has good hands. He has some solid speed. So yeah, Eric Ezukama, welcome to the Dolphins. Happy to have you. Then we drafted Cameron Good, an outside linebacker out of California. He's 6'3", 240 pounds. Very lengthy, very long outside linebacker. So hopefully we got another pass rusher to add to go along with Jalen Phillips, Emmanuel Agba, Andrew Van Ginkle. So welcome to the Dolphins, Cameron Good. And our final pick was Skylar Thompson. He's a quarterback out of Kansas State, 6'2", 217 pounds. He's a versatile quarterback. He could pass, he could run. I feel this is like a long-term option, maybe develop a backup quarterback behind Tua and eventually trade him for some assets or just keep him around as a backup. And maybe if anything were to happen, you have him here. Obviously, this season we have Teddy Bridgewater, but I'm sure Bridgewater next offseason may sign somewhere else to compete for a starting job. And then you have Thompson here. You don't have to worry about signing like a veteran quarterback or drafting a young quarterback to back up Tua next season. So yeah, welcome to the Dolphins as well, Skylar Thompson. So now to move on, go back to entertainment. So the Met Gala occurred a couple of days ago. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson showed up together. We had Vanessa Hudgens there. We had Sabrina Carpenter, Olivia Rodrigo, Sebastian Stan. A lot of people were there at the Met Gala. I've never really done an episode on the Met Gala. I've talked about the Met Gala on here, but basically it's like this big event where fashion designers kind of design outfits for certain celebrities. And these celebrities walk the red carpet at the Met Gala. At the Met Museum in New York City. I would say the person who won the night was Blake Lively, who has won the Met Gala a bunch of times, in my opinion, in terms of her, you know what I mean, in terms of her look, style, whatever it may be. I think Blake Lively was like the top this year of the Met Gala. And like I said, I've never talked about the Met Gala on here, but yeah, I just wanted to mention it really quick. I think it's a pretty cool event that goes on. So yeah, I wanted to make sure to at least say a couple words about it. And now the final topic, talk about Stranger Things, obviously one of the most beloved shows in the whole world, a Netflix original show. We've been waiting for season 4 for a couple of years, actually. Filming got paused. The release dates got paused due to COVID-19. But thankfully, season 4 is coming and it's going to be put out in two different volumes. So volume 1 of Stranger Things season 4 will be released May 27th and volume 2 of Stranger Things season 4 will be released on July 1st. And I actually have some exciting news about Stranger Things. I can't say it yet, but stay tuned for some exciting news regarding Stranger Things and this podcast. So yeah, guys, those are a couple of topics I wanted to kind of talk about quickly since, like I said, it's been a while and I didn't want to just say, oh yeah, it's been a while and just talk about one specific thing. I wanted to cover at least a couple different angles, and maybe, who knows, maybe I do a couple episodes like this from now on where I talk about different topics within the sports world, within the entertainment world. At the end of the day, it's in our name, the Flame Entertainment and Sports, so it makes sense. But yeah, this feels really great to have done this episode. I love doing this, as I've shared on here before. I have a passion for podcasting, And I also, before I end this too, I want to thank everyone who still continued to listen, even throughout this break that I took from the podcast. I really appreciate it. I would check on a daily basis, if not every couple of days, and I would see the listens going up, and it was exciting. So yeah, I mean, it feels great to have done this episode. Stay tuned for more episodes coming your way. And yeah, make sure to follow me on Instagram at RobCao. That's RobCao. You can follow us, like the show, on Instagram at @TheFlame_ES, on Twitter at @TheFlame_ES. Oh yeah, this feels great. I know I keep repeating myself, but it's just been a while, and it feels awesome. Recording this episode. Thank you guys once again for tuning in. Until next time, everyone, take care.